4 HKX Mobile.
In 4 TFW, give me just a minute, I'm in my bad spot. TFW, how was your day, Patrick?
Cleaning up around the house, doing odds and ends, running a few errands over here to Hendersonville this afternoon. How about you?
Got some vendors lined up to come out and look at some trees in my backyard to cut them down. And that man, the first one, he wanted $5,000.
If I can tell you that much.
One of them boom lists myself and just do it myself.
Be careful doing it yourself.
I used to do that all the time, and I got my tree saddle and stuff like that. I just don't have any ropes or the spurs are old, so they don't work anymore.
They'll give you a better price that you can live with.
On that one. And that I can, you know, I got a little greenhouse that's close by it. I can move in. And you just got to take it down in pieces. You know, I can roll back the fence and that. But, yeah, just got to, you know what I mean, find somebody that's willing to do it.
Your car?
Yeah. Wrong.
A little hum on your signal today. It's still there. You got the fan on? You're about to freeze death down there?
Put it on holding like a 69, but it wasn't on very high, so I don't know what it could be. How about that? Is that any better? That one, I haven't changed anything.
I don't normally hear, or maybe I don't notice it when I'm in the tool truck.
You're pretty scratchy right now, but you said you were in Hendersonville. You're probably not making the repeater real good, but I mean, you're copyable.
The other side of Hendersonville, over towards the mile, out of Fruitland.
285 from where you're at. The hum is still there.
Alright, I'll meet you over there. KO4 HK, clear.
KN4 TFW, clear.
We're HKX. KN4 TFW, still there?
Maybe.
Did you hit that repeater?
Heat it up.
I can't, from where I'm at, then it's completely out.
Welcome back, Chandler.
Depending on what the size is, I can hear you from my base station.
Well, I didn't get any of that.
Depending on what the size is, I can hear you from my base station.
Me on the old base station?
I can hear you on my day station. Is it the 610 repeater that you're trying to hit, or is it a different one?
10 right now, but we switched over to the 285.
285, what's that one?
Repeater.
We couldn't make that, that's all we can try on.
Do you have the Tron thermal belt repeater programmed in? 145.330, and I don't remember the tone right now.
91.5.
Frequency, one more time.
145.330.
In here.
Hit it. You can hit that one.
Wait a minute. 145.330?
Roger that.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I was at 130. Let me see.
How's your afternoon going?
81, Patrick.
I'm getting ready to designate anyway. So I'll just go ahead and say 73. Ken, you and Chandler have a good afternoon, and I will talk to you on down the log. KO4 HKX.
Patrick. I'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
N0TR, M4WHM.
VHM, KN4 TFW.
How are you today? M4WHM.
Yep, doing pretty good, Bill. Annette, long time since I heard you on the... You just left the morning crew.
It's my schedule to work 10-hour days, and so I'm leaving even earlier, so by the time I hit the road, I'm too far away from the repeater to get in.
But I hope you're doing well.
I hope things are with you as well. I usually, during the summer months, set up a radio outside so I can listen and talk while I let the dog run for a little while, and that's what I'm doing today. So I happen to be off today and been kind of busy on Fridays. Been taking my brother to Athens from Elberton for cancer treatments. He found out he had cancer about a month ago, and everything looks good and encouraging, so we're just taking turns getting him there and getting his treatments. But other than that, I'm perfectly fine and can't complain.
Well, yeah, we're good over here. And I hope the treatments work well for your brother and he makes a full recovery. And, yeah, usually when I get home at 5, take the dog for a walk and usually grab my HT, see if somebody's out there. Wants to talk, but it looks like it's sprinkling here in Greer a little bit now.
Well, we were in Athens like it was going to rain, but it never did. And here in Harl, it's just overcast. But no rain or no sprinkles yet anyway.
I make this turn. There's a lot of traffic. Need to pay attention. Just getting ridiculous around here.
I agree with that. I've been driving to Athens this hour one way every day and take back roads, and I was telling my brother today while we're in Athens, I said I've seen the traffic go from seeing one or two cars a day to now there's a consistent, steady line of them. So I guess people are driving farther whether they want to or not.
Yeah, they keep putting in subdivision after subdivision over here, and then after they, you know, get 10 new subdivisions and thousands more cars, then they realize the road's too small, right?
True. Same thing's going on here in Harwell. They're building houses so quick here, you can't even turn around without seeing a new one, and if one goes on the market, it'll sell in 2 or 3 days. I've had several offers just out of the blue for my place, and I'm like, nope. If I sold it, I'd have to buy something new, and I'd be buying at the high time, so I'll just stay right where I'm at.
I'm here. We thought about selling ours, but you couldn't find anything. You know what I mean? It was worth a darn, and like you said, the prices were high, but I'm in the subdivision now, and it parked in the driveway, so I'll say 73, and hope you have a good day and that, and I'm going to grab my dog and maybe go for a walk. KN4 TFW.
Man, you have a good rest of the evening, and take that dog for a walk and let them stretch your legs and do all they do. It's good to hear from you, and hopefully we'll catch you on the radio here again soon. M4WHM, I'll be clear.
N4WWZ, KO4NUE.
I'm on your signal.
Give me just a second. Talk to me again.
A bit noisy. What's going on?
Well, the wind's blowing down here. I'm at low power. Do I need to turn it up?
Four WWZ KO4 NUE.
at I'm at Rose Tower, and my mast is moving because of the wind, so it may be the wind. Should I turn up the high power or medium power? I'm at low.
Sure. You're audible. Just stay right there, bud. Don't worry about that. That noise.
Yeah.
But what else you gonna do today?
I'm gonna talk on the station with you for a little bit, I really enjoy talking to you. Anytime I hear my call sign being called by Chad, I enjoy it.
Enjoying the hobby, but I know it took a little bit to get you stationed up and running all, but, you know, we finally got it going, and that's all that matters, right?
Standard plans for tonight, Chad. You want to check in on the net?
You want me to check in on the net? Is that what you said?
Just need to check in on the net.
What you got planned? You're not gonna be able to make it?
No. I was asking if you're gonna check in on the net. My apologies. I thought I'm sorry. I mean that. Really shouldn't be that complicated. Got the power supply, got the antenna and the mat to put up. Got my two radios. I have the transmission to see. So I'd say I'm going to go ahead and say I'm in pretty decent shape right now.
Imagine your parents wonder if they going to get any sleep at all after you get that base station running.
Okay, get some sleep. I'm going to keep you sleep. Hey, look, it's getting worse. I could be playing a 50-watt electric guitar up to full volume. I could keep the whole neighborhood away doing that.
Yeah, you probably could. My all I got 80 watts. But it does me alright.
Play guitar.
Yeah.
Play guitar.
No. Never. Never tried.
Give it a shot. Night life. WWZ for IV, KO4 QLG, and KO4 MUV.
Never have been musically inclined.
Not a lot of people are.
Picked up a harmonica one time and got a few songs under my belt. But never followed through with going any further.
Harmonica is a good start, please. What songs did you learn?
My Marines Hymn and Dixie. That's about the two most important songs there is.
Yes, sir. The battle hymn is the Republic.
Run that one more time.
The battle hymn of the Republic, the North song, the Red Eyes of King of Glory, that song.
I like it too, but something about it. I'm better shut up on that one. There's just one thing about it that I don't like. That's where I'll shut up.
Say again.
Did I like that one too? But the one thing I didn't like about it was that's pretty much where I'm.
I agree. Yeah, there's a lot of history behind that song and how it started. I can't tell you, I can't even. A lot of bad things happened in that district in that time period.
Yes, sir, but it is still a good song.
YHW4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW mobile.
W4DJW, say that's 4WWZ.
Mobile.
At DJW. Hey Dave, how's
you doing this afternoon? Good. Had a good day so far. How about you?
Doing all right. Just got off work maybe done an hour ago. Down home for the weekend and it's Friday night. I'm gonna stay up late, sleep in late.
So it's officially a weekend now?
Officially a weekend now. At least for me, without you.
I told my wife that when she left to go to work today, that today was Friday, and it would be officially a weekend when she got home from work. And she told me it's officially a weekend for me every day. She said that doesn't count anymore.
Now, why would she say something like that?
That's because she's still working, and I don't work anymore. And she's kind of not happy that... she never has had this situation before. It's something strange to her that she has to keep working and I don't. Got a noisy truck here. I had to turn the volume up a little bit because the ambient noise inside the cab of this truck isn't like the noise inside the car, which is a whole lot lower.
You must be retired.
I remember, but I'm not working anymore. So I'm not retired and I'm not working. Go figure.
Okie dokie.
Plans for the weekend?
Ham radio, TV, sleep, eating, and family.
I got some stepper motors coming in from Amazon to set up on my satellite tracker. I'm going to be working on that, getting the Raspberry Pis to control the stepper motors, to have the antenna track the satellite as it goes overhead. And that way you can talk on it without having to worry about changing your radio frequency for the Doppler effect and changing your antenna for the satellite passing by.
Hold on now. I read, especially when I was studying my tech license, that you, as a ham operator, me and you, anyone who has the ticket, can send a satellite into space so that they can transmit their frequency or their transmissions all throughout the world. Now, how does that work and how does somebody actually launch a satellite into the air by themselves?
So there's ham radio satellites. There's satellites that were put up there specifically for ham radio. And they have repeaters on them, just like this repeater we're talking on right now. And their repeaters have different, what they call them uplink and downlink frequencies. So you got a downlink frequency that you tune to, and instead of the shift like we're talking right now on a shift, which makes ours half duplex, theirs is full duplex because they're talking on two different bands. They got a band to go up on and a separate band to come down on. And so you can talk to them, to the satellite, and the satellite it's got a footprint that's like a shadow that goes over the earth. And as that footprint shadow goes over the earth, anybody that's in that shadow can talk to each other. So you'll call other hams, but it only lasts for 15 minutes. A pass, right? If they pass directly overhead, it lasts for 15 minutes. If they pass off to the side, in other words, if they're not going directly overhead, and you just catch an edge of the shadow that they cast on the earth, then it doesn't last even 15 minutes. But like that, it's kind of like a repeater in outer space that's moving around.
But ever since I started getting into this hobby, I've wondered if I'm a tech. Now, I would like to talk to the International Space Station. That would be cool. But I don't know where and how to do that. And I don't think I can do it on 10 acres.
We're basically in the same boat. I mean, that's why I'm building this antenna tracker to, you know, remove. Oh, I got an incoming phone call. I got to get this. This is the boss, or the War Department, the way Tom calls it. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
All right. KO4WZ on the south.
ETY.
4SKD, listen.
KDW4DJW, haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, W4DJW, KC4SKD, just headed home, stopped and picked up an alternator. Wife called a while ago and said the battery light was on one of the vehicles, so probably the alternator, since it hadn't been long since we placed the battery, so I got some work looking at me when I get home.
Well, the alternator's not too hard to replace, right? Depending on what vehicle it's in, it shouldn't be too hard.
Forerunner, so I'm hoping it's not too bad, but the car has got 230-something thousand miles. As far as I know, the alternator's never been replaced, so that's probably what it is.
My knuckles. That's the worst that can happen is you can bust a knuckle.
I've done that. I've done pretty much about everything I can do since I was 17. Anytime it comes to working on the vehicles, we've done a lot. My dad, brothers, and I saved ourselves a lot of money, too.
Most guys in the South have done that. I had a shop one time where I'd do anything from engines to transmissions to brakes to body work. Did it all. Oh, boy, I had so many lined up outside because I didn't charge enough money. And so I had a whole bunch of people lined up outside wanting work. Finally, I got wise to it, and I said, no, I can't do this. I'm going backwards instead of forward.
You know, sometimes you get a certain satisfaction out of doing things yourself. You fix something, you see it run, you think, hey, how about that? And just knowing that the job's done right means a lot, too.
Absolutely, and knowing that you're not paying a ridiculous price for something that is very, it's like I couldn't believe how much they charged for brakes back in the 70s and 80s. It's like $80 to $120 for a brake job, and it's just popping off a few springs and popping the shoes back on there. Once in a while they turn the brakes, but most of the time not, so there's that too, you know, when you only pay $20 for parts and you get $80 to $120 brake job for $20. That feels pretty good, too.
One of my cousins that lives in Dayton, Ohio, he used to work for General Motors, actually making brakes parts. And he said his kids, it's like the NASCAR pit stop when they come to see Dad. They, Daddy, can you change the oil? Can you change the brakes? Can you do this, do that?
I don't do that anymore. I used to do that all the time, and I couldn't even fathom not doing it. But then I got so busy with work, I didn't have any time to do that anymore. So it was just a whole lot easier just to drive another car and let somebody else do it. And in the end, I'd make more money because I could make more doing what I was doing than I would make if I was doing that.
I understand. There is that part of it, too. Anyway, you know, I'm trying to learn how to play the organ at church, which that takes time within itself, learning music, especially when you're first getting started. But, you know, I keep ending up with things to do and things to fix and don't have as much time to devote to the music as I would like to and need to.
Music like that, that's like learning another language, isn't it? I mean, that takes a devotion over time. A lot of devotion over a long period of time.
But fortunately, the part that I'm doing just requires three notes and the bass pedal. I just play the chords and the bass, but mainly because there's nobody else to do it. And at least we only have about 30 people at church, so if I make a mistake, it's not that embarrassing.
Not Morse code, it only has a dit and a da. But it's a whole lot more complicated than just a dit and just a da.
Anyway, I enjoy it, and, you know, in seeing people's faces when the music comes out good. Sometimes things go awry and miss a few notes, but with the organ, you just stop and just come back in a little later and start up and try again.
Hey, Tim.
like me that aren't really that musical inclined, we're never the wiser. I think there's another station in there. Go ahead. For DJW. Go ahead, Larry.
Chris KD. But I finally put the radio in the vehicle that I'm driving the most. So I got the miss in it because I don't drive the truck that much. So I put it in this car. And figured, yeah, I need to get back talking to people again.
Well, does that mean we're going to get to hear you on the radio a lot more now?
Some people might like it, some people might not, but anyway, yeah, I've missed the radio, and it won't be long. This radio's going to need to be replaced. I about wore the button out on the microphone and pushed it so much, and the display's going out, so, but I'm going to run it till it quits and then see what else I can find to put in here.
More the better, especially when those older calls start coming back. Your call's been around for quite a while. KC, that was the same prefix that my mom had when she got her ticket. So you got your ticket the same time my mom did. Hers was KC.
In July of 1990, at the Greenville Ham Fest, which was then held at Anderson County Fairgrounds.
What my mom's was, my dad was W4DGP, my mom was KC4 something, I can't remember the last part of it. She probably got hers at the same place you got yours. Probably not, maybe not the same testing session, but it was definitely the same time in the KC range.
Both my younger brothers are hams and my wife's a ham. And one of my friends was a ham, but he let his license expire. I don't know what he did that for.
My CWP or whatever that thing is expire. I didn't know it. And when you have 10 years or 5 year span on something like that, you know, that's a long time to forget something.
Yeah, I looked up our ham radio license and made a Word document there on the computer so I can refer to it and keep a check on it because I definitely don't want to let the ham license expire.
Yeah, that's for sure. You don't want to go through all that testing again. But I think there's a 2 year grace period, too. You just have to pay some money. I hear now it's not going to be free anymore. I saw something come through an email saying it's going to be $35 where it used to be free.
Man. But there's a couple of guys at the office I've been trying to get them interested in it. And one of them's got a little Balfunk radio where he listens to us, but I keep telling him, Eric, you need to go get your license. He said, yeah, I agree, but he's got too many irons in the fire right now.
My dad did that for me from the time I was a kid until I was in my 40s. And it finally paid off when I was in my 40s.
My ticket when I was 27. And then I bought this radio in 92 at the Greenville Ham Fest, which was in Anderson. And I've had it ever since. It's an old Yaesu 2400. It's a good little radio, but the crazy display's messing up on it. But anyway. And there's another guy at work. He used to be in the Spears, in fact, CB. In fact, he's still got a couple of radios. And I'm trying to get him to get his ticket as well.
Did you say your dad was a ham, or what was your motivation? What got you to decide to study up and get your license when you were 27?
Let's see, one, two, three other hams at the office that kept pestering me about it. And I had been a CB here myself, so I said, okay, kind of like this. After they demonstrated the radio to me, and I found out what repeaters were, which I didn't know existed before then. But and I finally just, okay, I'll do it. We had a Morse code program on the computer there at work where I learned Morse code.
So was that before they reduced it down to 5 words a minute copy?
5 word a minute copy, and right after I did that, I think they dropped that, so my brother was able to get his without having to do that.
5 words a minute copy, that for me too. That was my most nervous. I mean, when they were sending that Morse code, my arm started, that was writing it down, started jumping up and down off the table. I had to put my other hand on my arm to keep my arm on the table. That's how nervous I was. But anyway, I got it all right.
That did that. They brought in one of these big old, they call them jam boxes, and just played it on the tape. We had to sit there and write what they were sending. And there was a bunch of people sitting there at the table, and I got it right the first time. Dean Owens was the one that gave me my code test.
My novice, my Morris, and my general all in one sitting over at Spartanburg. And they had a machine that sent Morse code. They set that machine out there in the center of the table. I guess it sent perfect 5-word-per-minute Morse code. No Farnsworth or anything like that. And I was just nervous. I don't know why, though. I knew it. I knew it, but still got nervous regardless.
But I wrote down some of the words and was able to go back and fill in the blanks and make a complete word. So that's how I did that, and it worked out all right. I'll tell you something else I was nervous about, too, the first time I played the organ in front of the church. And that really give you stage fright.
Yeah. I know I couldn't do that. So hats off to you. No way. I don't know how to play the organ either. I used to take piano lessons. I knew how to play piano when I was young, but I don't know anything about the piano anymore.
I guess I better sign off here. I'm about to get into a bunch of traffic, and I better pay attention to what I'm doing.
I'm one block away from home, so appreciate the ride home, and glad to hear you got a radio in the car you're in the most. So look forward to hearing you on here some more. KC4SKD, W4DJW.
Good to talk again sometime. W4DJW, KC4SKD.
W4DJW, I'm almost home, so I've only got time for one or two.
I just wanted to make sure that things were okay with that phone call.
We're fine. Kind of windy, but everything's fine.
I'll let you go, and I'll go ahead and say 10 degrees to you, and I'll be putting you fine. K-4WWZ.
All right, well, if you talk to Daniel tonight, KJ4WZM Daniel, if you talk to him, remind him it's Friday night. It's his turn to call Annette.
I might end up going to his place to possibly help him with that. So I will definitely give him a phone call. Thank you.
Thank you, Chandler. Good talking to you today. Take care. Have a good evening. KO4WWZ, W4DJW, clear.
Of course, CEF Mobile.